Mahmoud Abu Aisha is a 17-year-old junior at Thunder Mountain High School. He's Palestinian and from Gaza City. Israel's conflict with Hamas has made life there very difficult. So when there are opportunities to study abroad, he and his siblings are among the first to apply.
My dad and my mom always encourage us to find opportunities outside Gaza so we can have a really good education and experience in our life.
Gaza has an arid climate and one of the world's highest population densities, not like Juneau, Alaska.
I have never seen mountains and rivers and waterfalls and things. And it's so nice here.
He arrived in late August and began settling in. He's getting straight A's. Then Donald Trump was elected president. And just days into his presidency, his fiery campaign rhetoric morphed into executive orders that instated a travel ban against 7 Muslim-majority countries. Those bans have since been blocked by federal judges, but here's the president last month at a rally in Nashville.
We have entire regions of the world destabilized by terrorism and ISIS. For this reason, I issued an executive order to temporarily suspend immigration from places where it cannot safely occur.
The Palestinian territories weren't on Trump's list, but the political climate in the U.S. has arguably shifted. The president's implication is that entire regions are under suspicion. Mahmoud Abu Aisha says his family was alarmed.
To tell them that it's going to be fine and nothing will be happening and things like this, so then they're not afraid anymore.
Trump is changing U.S. policy towards the Middle East. Public diplomacy has taken a backseat to domestic security.
I hope he never finds out about the program. I assume at this point he doesn't know about it.
That's Judith Meyer. She's referring to President Trump and the federally funded Youth Exchange and Study, or YES, program that brings students like Mahmoud Abu Aisha to Juneau. Since 2011, she has been Juneau's local coordinator and helped bring about 20 YES students here. At first, it wasn't easy.
The first year, the kids had to really prove themselves.
But she says after local students began getting to know the visitors, they eat lunch together, they play on sports teams together.
And after they call them friends, they've got a totally different way of looking at their country. So it's wonderful.
Exchange student Ege Tezcan is from Istanbul. He's an 11th grader at Juneau Douglas High School. When he heard he'd been accepted to study in the U.S., he was excited. When he heard it would be in Alaska, he was terrified.
I was so afraid at the beginning, and I thought it's a maybe different Alaska than I know it, because some places have the same name. So it was just maybe Alaska in somewhere else, lower 48.
But the 18-year-old's fears evaporated, and now he says he's having
so different and beautiful experiences than other people will have, because I saw Northern Lights.
The presidential election caught Ege Tezcan off guard. He says he immediately received anxious messages from Turkey.
People were like, oh my God, just be careful. But I'm just like, oh, it's Alaska. it's okay.
The irony is that the YES program is designed to keep the U.S. safer. It was created in the wake of the September 11th attacks to bridge religious and cultural barriers that feed extremism and is funded by the State Department. And it doesn't just teach foreign students about the U.S. Susie Cohen and her husband, Stuart, hosted a 15-year-old Kurdish student from Istanbul last year in Juneau.
We learned so much from him about just the complexities of where he's from, and it was a great experience overall.
Stuart Cohen says the program doesn't just impact the exchange student's view of the United States.
You're actually affecting a whole circle of people back there, like his mother and, his family and his friends, because they hear about it. And so I think actually the effect is different than, it's not just one person, it's a number of people.
Now the couple plans to visit Turkey and meet the rest of the family. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.